In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text this morning is a lesson just read. This week begins with a festival in honor of St. Peter, and next week begins with a festival in honor of St. Paul. And both these New Testament saints are commemorated on June 29th as martyrs of Christ's Church. But today we honor St. Peter, and today we do it by means of his confession. And today receives its name from Matthew 16, where Peter's bold confession is that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And it includes Jesus' response, and I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the powers of death shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. A very appropriate way in which to celebrate this day is to see how Peter's confession bears fruit in the early Christian church in Acts. For if you look in the Gospels, Peter's confession is short-lived. If you look in the Gospels, you see that immediately following his confession, he takes it all back, and he is renounced by Jesus. And the reason why he takes it all back is because Jesus tells him that the Christ must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Yes, Peter's bold confession in the gospel is short-lived because he cannot confess a suffering and crucified Christ. But that is not true in Acts. For the gospel of a suffering, crucified Christ becomes the center of his proclamation, because he understands now fully what he only understood in part, that the church is founded on the confession that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, who must be lifted up on a cross and be raised up out of the tomb. Just as Jesus was led by the Spirit in his ministry, so also are Peter and the apostles led by the Spirit to proclaim salvation by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And that name sums up all that God has done for the life of the world. And in this week in which we honor St. Peter, it is this name by which he was called, it was this name by which he preached, and it was this name by which he understood himself as an apostle of Christ's church. For by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Peter is empowered to teach and heal like Jesus. Immediately following Pentecost, Peter and John are at the temple gate, and Peter heals a cripple there. And the people are so struck by his healing that they gather around him to hear his teaching. And Peter, in his proclamation of the gospel, is so bold to proclaim that this cripple was healed, because this cripple believed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, a name that summed up for the Jews the promise given to Moses that a greater prophet would arise, a servant who would suffer and die and rise for the people. And Peter and John, who are arrested here by the Sadducees, they are arrested because they teach in Jesus' name, and they are arrested because they proclaim the resurrection of the dead by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, appearing before Annas and Caiaphas, Peter and John are questioned about this healing, and they are asked, by what power or by what name did you do this? And filled with the Holy Spirit, Peter says, be it known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. The name Jesus Christ of Nazareth summed up for Peter all that God had done for the world. And Peter understood this as he looked back into the ministry of Jesus in Galilee and Nazareth, and as he looked back on Jesus' journey to Jerusalem and the events that happened there. For the title Jesus of Nazareth recalled when, during his Galilean ministry, Jesus' teaching and Jesus' miracles proclaimed to the world that the new era of salvation had come. All the Gospels speak of this Galilean ministry in which Jesus set down for his disciples the fundamental teachings about who he is and what he had come to do for the life of the world. And that teaching, in a sense, was culminated by Peter's confession that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And that confession is what brought Peter to be arrested. For indeed, as Peter proclaimed the teachings and miracles of Jesus Christ, he proclaimed that God's Messiah had come. And he proclaimed that the Anointed One was here and that now salvation had come upon the earth. Peter could look back at the Galilean ministry of Jesus and see now that his role as one of the leaders of the church was to imitate Jesus, to imitate his teaching and his healing. And that is exactly what he did. For in his apostolic activity as teacher and healer, as proclaimer of the gospel, he shows the world that indeed the new age has come in Jesus Christ. For in Peter's proclamation of the gospel, he shows that this Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ come into the world to save the world from its sins. And in his miracles, Peter shows that the Holy Spirit is upon him, and that Christ is present in his church. And for both Peter and for us, Jesus Christ is present in his church because we have been baptized into Christ. We have been founded on Christ. We have been transformed and changed in his likeness. And we have his name sealed upon our foreheads. For as we gather together, in his name and his presence, because he is present in his word and in his holy meal for the forgiveness of all our sins. By the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Peter is also empowered to suffer and die like Christ. Peter knew that this Jesus of Nazareth was the Christ who was rejected by the people as he made his way to Jerusalem and to a cross. Peter understood that rejection, and he made that rejection the center of his sermon to the Jews and the center of all his preaching. As he says in Acts 4, Christ is the stone which was rejected by you builders, but which has become the head of the cornerstone. It was the rejection of Jesus by his people that showed him to be the Christ. And Peter understood that this is what made Jesus the Christ. And yet it was not until after the resurrection that he could fully make the suffering and death of Jesus a part of his confession that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Looking back on his confession in Galilee, and looking back on all of Jesus' ministry, including his suffering and death, Peter saw that the name Jesus Christ of Nazareth did not just describe a teacher and a miracle worker, but it also described the one who was rejected and nailed to the tree in the world's atonement. Peter understood that this rejection was part now of his apostolic ministry. And as one who imitated the teachings and the healings of Jesus, he was now to imitate Christ's suffering and rejection. For he fully understood that he must now identify with Jesus' sufferings by proclaiming his name even unto death. And here he appears before the Sadducees, arrested and tried. The beginning of his rejection, his suffering, his life under the cross that ultimately ends with his martyrdom for the sake of the kingdom. By the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Peter and all the apostles could confess that there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Peter and all the apostles had been with Jesus. They had heard his teaching. They had seen his miracles. They had witnessed his suffering and death. And they had dwelled in the presence of his resurrected flesh. And on this week in which we honor Peter, and we celebrate the confession of St. Peter, we too can make that very same confession. For we too have stood in the presence of Christ. We have heard his teachings. We have seen his miracles. And we have witnessed his suffering, death, and resurrection as he comes to us and makes his presence known. Amen.